folks who host this show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench, cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more. At 419-PT-LOVE-4.
Hello and welcome.
Welcome to Pork Therapy. Aren't you excited to be here, Mike?
Oh, as ever.
I am so excited to be here on the Pork Therapy improvised love seat with you.
And we're near the love seat, kind of on the love rug.
We're basically sitting on the floor. It takes all the glamour away when we say that, though, so we'll pretend we're on the love seat.
Yeah, this, actually, for all you know, we could be on a bearskin rug naked.
Yeah.
Or on the vulva couch.
Yes,
look it up.
Yes, vulva couch. It's awesome. It has a clitoris pillow.
It's something to see.
It is, sure is. Anyway, Mike, we are doing a very special... Oh, my God! Oh, listeners, we've had a very special development.
Breaking news!
The reason we found the vulva couch online was because we were looking for the vulva mobile, which I guess somebody, a lady in California, painted her VW bug like a vulva. And so I heard about this, and I was really curious about it, and I just wanted to see it. And so we were searching online for images, but we came up with a lot of stuff, but none actually were the vulva mobile. And somebody, one of our lovely, loyal Peanut Gallery listeners, has just found it.
So and showed us a VW bug with a vulva for a
hood. Oh, it was amazing.
For a hood.
Yes, and our Peanut Gallery, in case you couldn't hear that, said, it goes with this episode, which is called Tickle My Lady Bits. Isn't that right, Mike?
It goes with the episode in some vague manner, but I don't know if we're calling it Tickle My Lady Bits.
Well, a lot of people have tickled your lady bits, Mike.
What?
All the listeners.
This doesn't even make sense.
Who email you and ask you for dates.
Oi.
So we... Well, before we say this, we've got a question from a listener tonight, and it is a doozy. It is awesome.
Yes, thank you, Arno, for this question.
Thank you. Oh, we're supposed to be anonymous.
No, unless they give their names, we said, and he gave his name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right, Arno, if you get mad at us for saying your name, you can air your grievances, and
questions@porktherapy.com.
That's right, or you can call us and rant at how angry you are at 419-PT-LOVE-4.
Yes.
So, if you have questions, or if you've been on the fence about sending us your most intimate tidbits...
your lady bits.
You should actually do it right now, and if you don't want us to use your name, just don't, you know, say
don't
you'd rather be anonymous, or don't give us your name, or something. Give us a sign, give us a signal.
Yeah, communicate. Yes. It's key, you know.
It is key in all relationships. Anyway...
So, Arno asks essentially three questions, but they're all kind of related.
Yeah.
So how about if you read question one and I read two and three?
Ooh, I like that idea. Okay, good job, Mike. All right, here's question one. When you're single and interested in dating, I can't think of a less inappropriate term, so I guess he's saying he's interested
really
in sex.
Yeah. He clarifies.
I'll say it for him, but since he doesn't want to say it, he's a gentleman. So when you're single and interested in dating, but not in committed or exclusive relationships... How do you sell the idea to potential dates, considering that most people expect commitment from the other party? I was in such a, quote, relationship recently, and really enjoyed spending time with the other person without the hassle of a commitment. Well, the first thing I would say to the last point of this question was, what happened? Why did that relationship end? He said he was in such a relationship recently, and I assume he's not in it anymore.
I guess I'd be curious if, you know, on a friendly basis, but it's... Not necessarily relevant to the question. It might have ended because she couldn't take commitment, or maybe they just wanted to... They grew apart and went their separate ways. Could be unrelated.
Well, maybe, but I think it could be relevant because, you know, if he did something that she thought was creepy, which might relate to the second part, or I'm assuming it's a she. It might have been a guy. I'm not really sure. I don't know. But the reason that the last relationship like this ended and he's asking us what to do to find another one,
right. So
the reason
you...
might be relevant because you could avoid doing the thing that ended the last one, right?
Well, okay, that could be true.
Yeah.
We're guessing why it ended, though. It's so... whatever. It just doesn't seem like important enough to focus on since we don't know if it's even related. Anyway, so
well,
the question is essentially, if I'm correct, how do you find casual sex? How do you find NSA dates? NSA meaning no strings attached.
Right. And where did that term come from, by the way? NSA?
I just pulled it out of my ass. No,
okay.
I'm just kidding.
Awesome.
I don't know how old that is as a meme. I don't know.
Yeah, neither do I. The first time I really heard it was from a friend a couple months ago, so yeah. Maybe I'm a little out of the loop. But yeah. So he's looking for sex without a commitment, basically. So... this kind of goes back to how do you meet people. Right?
Yeah, we had an episode pretty early on, I think, about how to meet people. And,
yeah.
We, you know, basically you want to do the things that you like where there's other people involved so that you're meeting people who like things that you like. So
get out of the house.
The same goes for NSA. I mean,
yes.
There probably are meetup groups and...
yes, there are. I know there
actually are. Social events for NSAs. Yeah.
There are meetup groups, like, I mean, I don't know if he's...
Craigslist.
I don't know if he's kinky or not, but I know for people who are into BDSM or consider themselves kinky, there are these things called munches where you can go to meet up with potential play partners or romantic partners or whatever, and you can get on some discussion groups online, you can get on mailing lists and sort of interact with people there.
Right.
There are websites, like dating websites, that are... dating websites are interesting. We've talked about them before.
Mm-hmm.
And they tend to go into specific niches. And there are some dating websites that are tailored towards...
Which can be good and bad. In this case, it could be good.
Yeah, right, because...
You don't want an all-encompassing dating site.
eHarmony.com, yeah. Because you're not looking for...
a Christian, religious, romantic, monogamous, heterosexual relationship.
Is eHarmony Christian?
I don't know.
I don't know either, but
it's very niche.
It is, yeah, and it's for people who are looking for long-term committed relationships, which he specifically says he's not looking for.
Right.
And so, depending on who you're looking to meet, like I don't know what his sexual orientation is, but there are relationships. I mean, there are sites that are tailored for men seeking men, or women, or both, or kinky people, or whatever. You know. So find those websites, get on them, and get out there and start talking to people.
No, it's still a matter of preference. I mean, he emailed us this question, so he's obviously online. But if he prefers not, if he's not a computer geek, maybe he wants to do something in person.
Yes.
And you can just use the internet to find these groups and find out where they meet in real life near you.
Yeah, and I think it would be more efficient to sort of go on these websites where it's obvious what you're looking for instead of going to a bowling alley or a bar and trying to pick up a girl who you just randomly meet there. There's a pretty small chance that she's going to be... If you just go to a random bar or, you know,
actually,
grocery
though,
store or whatever...
Yeah, but like, actually, in this case, if he's looking for NSA dates...
Yeah.
Then perhaps a bar or some specific bars might be a good opportunity.
Yeah, maybe a bar in particular.
Because that is possibly where other people looking for the same thing would hang out.
Yeah. Although, I mean, bars are...
Not necessarily.
It's not... Okay, I may be, like, projecting my personal preference onto these things, but to me, a bar is not a good place to meet someone because, A, likely they're going to be intoxicated and you're going to be intoxicated, so who are you really meeting, right?
Yeah, true.
and do you
Beer
want...
goggles.
Do you want it... Right, exactly. Do you want to get into something where, you know... you might have beer goggles on and you might make a decision that you regret because you're less inhibited due to the fact that you've been drinking. I mean, I don't know. I kind of prefer to take that out of the mix, but that's just my personal preference. I mean, bars could be a good place
to
find
else,
this kind of relationship.
So if you can find societies on the internet, NSA societies...
Or how about your friends? Because he says, I was in one of these relationships recently, and I really enjoyed spending time with the other person without the hassle of a commitment. So if you have a friend who is the gender that you're looking for, the body type that you're looking for, or whatever, and is of a like mindset, you could try propositioning your friend, right?
How do you know if they're of a like mindset, I guess?
Well, if they've said something to you about it. Like,
well, sure,
oh, man,
you know.
I really wish I could meet someone who just wanted to, you know... help me, you know, help each other get off and not have a commitment and have a casual relationship.
It could happen.
You could try going for that. Okay, so we've had three places where he could potentially meet people. I thought of another one,
mm-hmm.
which is something that you said when you first read the question. What about a sex worker?
Yeah. There's no... The only commitment there is the payment.
Yeah, basically. I mean, sometimes... to a certain extent, what he's looking for is kind of rare, right? It sounds like...
I don't know how rare it is. I was only recently exposed to it, and it's certainly not... It's not a lifestyle for me, but as soon as I was introduced to it, this whole world opened up, and I'm wondering, wow, how many people are into this?
Yeah, I think there are a lot of people into it, although the impression that I get is that when you're talking about men seeking women, there are fewer women interested in this kind of thing than there are men who are seeking them.
Could be.
And so it's a kind of a competitive market if you're a man and you're looking for a woman in this. I think for men seeking men, it's easier. And for a woman seeking a man, it's extremely easy because they're like the hot commodity. They're the unicorn that everybody wants to get with. But I don't know, if he's really having a tough time and he can't find what he's looking for, consider all those four options that we that we suggested. And, you know, really what we said in the beginning, like, about meeting people, do the things that you like to do anyway, and you'll meet people who have those similar interests. And
you know, it's interesting, maybe that doesn't work out as well, because he doesn't want the commitment, so he doesn't have to have things in common. The only thing he has to have in common is the desire for NSA dating.
I guess, but maybe there are certain things that... Like, for instance, maybe he doesn't want to date a statist.
Well, that's true, and maybe there's a maybe he has a preference or for a race or against a race or a gender.
Or a gender, yeah, or so, you know, a certain body type or something
like
that.
I guess, gosh, maybe the internet is the best place for
such
a very specific
request. Yeah, because you can screen. That's what I'm saying. It's more efficient. Yeah. Although the disadvantage of meeting people on the internet is that you don't have that in-person interaction with them at first, and so you can think they have a great profile and a beautiful picture or whatever, but sometimes people's pictures aren't exactly reflective of how they really look. Like, people put up pictures of them that they think look better.
From 20 years ago.
Yeah, from 20 years ago or 20 pounds ago or 50 pounds ago or something like that. You know, I mean, sometimes it's not as accurate on the internet. There can be, people can lie, you know, they can misrepresent themselves.
On the internet?
And people do.
How is it possible?
Especially if they're looking for a casual relationship. The other thing that we need to mention about this is that, you know, if he's going to be getting with a lot of different people and maybe doesn't necessarily know them that well, he's got to be especially aware of being careful about STIs and having safe sex, if that's something he's interested in doing, which I think most everybody is.
Yeah, I guess we're getting into morals and office question here, because I don't... I mean, if I don't see how being safe with STIs or getting tested and broadcasting it or requesting testing is going to help him get dates, which was the question.
It's no,
good
it's,
to do, but well, I don't think it'll help him.
Okay,
get
here's,
dates.
Here's a way that it might help him get dates. Just for, I kind of agree with you, but it might help him get dates if he can, you know, get himself tested
really
and advertise the fact that, hey, I don't, you know, I've never had a... I've never had an STI, and I can show you these test results.
Right.
And, you know, I will be—I will pledge to be honest with you about my other partners and about anything that I do that might put you at risk for an STI. So, you know, to me, if I let's say that I were looking for someone to have casual sex with, which I'm not, I would probably want some kind of assurance that they were at least taking the issue of STIs seriously, because I don't want to put my health at risk.
Yeah.
You know? And that's very important to me, so...
It's true. I guess, especially since he's on the competitive end, or the competitive gender in this equation...
Sure.
He needs to be as appealing as possible on a short description.
Yeah, sure.
So, yeah.
And also, the other thing is, like, if you feel that you're having trouble getting dates or whatever, and you want these casual encounters, well, maybe it wouldn't hurt to kind of work on yourself a little bit, like start exercising or, you know, go to the gym or...
We're assuming he's a big fat slob like me. He might be just
a
hunk.
I'm not assuming anything.
Oh, okay.
Maybe he is a hunk, but, you know, everyone can... I think that everyone can always improve themselves in every way, including their appearance and hygiene and everything like that. So, you know, make sure that you're as attractive a partner as you can possibly be. And if you think of what your partner desires, you can ask your friends, like, hey, what do you look for in a mate that's most desirable? Or if you were
mate?
Like, not a mate,
a sex partner.
Yeah. If you were trying to consider what would make someone an attractive sex partner, what characteristics would you describe? And I think good hygiene and, like, an attractive body and
clean from disease.
Yeah, clean from diseases and
maybe even sexual experience or
could
preferences
be one.
Like kink preferences or whatever, just to get it out in the open. Say, I know what I'm into, right. And I know what I'm not going
to
do.
Yes, exactly. It helps to be as communicative as possible, especially if you're setting up some kind of a profile online. It's best to communicate. Okay, this is exactly what I'm looking for, and this is exactly what I have to offer.
Even if you have a desire that isn't common or might scare some people.
Be honest about it.
Yeah, because
you're never going to get it if you don't put it out there.
And you want people who aren't interested to not bother with you.
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
If someone's going to be scared by it, then they're not going to do it for you, so you don't want to go out with them. So
yeah.
Put it out there and let those people be scared away. You'd rather have, I would think you'd rather have no response than a bunch of response that you're not going to accept.
Mm-hmm. Sure. I don't know. You think we've covered this?
I think we've covered question one.
Yeah, so, well, he says he's not interested in committed or exclusive relationships, but one thing that I think he should consider when going on an endeavor like this, like endeavoring to find non-committal relationships and or NSA dating, is to think about what would happen if he did fall in love with someone or, you know, want a deeper relationship. Like, just kind of keep that in the back of your mind, even if you think it won't happen. Try to think about what would happen if that did occur, right? Would you ask, you know, tell the partner you wanted to pursue a relationship? Would you stop seeing them? Would you, I don't know, whatever.
I guess it's again unrelated to him getting dates, but
yeah.
It's probably a pretty healthy step to take in case it happens. You'll be prepared for that you know, fork in the road.
Right. I think you should always think about and clearly define as much as possible exactly what you want to get out of this. Like, what are you looking for? Like, are you looking for someone to play with, more than one person to play with?
Someone to play with once?
Someone to play with multiple occasions, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly. What gender, what age, you know, what body type?
What games to play?
Yes, what games to play, I like that. So, probably the first step to getting what you want is defining what you want. So that's another thing.
And then I guess the next step is sharing it. Publicizing it.
Yes, yeah. Publicizing it. At
know
selling
it and
yourself
then share it. Yeah.
And making yourself the most saleable you can be. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the second question? Mike is going to read this one.
Question two. How do you ask girls on dates without being creepy? Now, this is a good question, but unfortunately it's impossible.
It is not impossible, Mike. Well, this is a very good question, actually. Without being creepy, I kind of wonder if he's been told that he was being creepy before, or if he's thinking, or
if
he's just
projecting
thinking it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Or if he's just worried about that.
Could be.
Yeah, I mean.
Also, it kind of goes with what we just said. Almost don't worry about it. I mean, you don't want to come on so creepy that they're going to call the cops or call their friends over to beat you up.
Mm-hmm.
But if you proposition someone politely and not threateningly, and they don't, and they're not into NSA. Then what have you lost?
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
If you say, hey, I think you're really pretty, and I'm into no strings attached relationships, would you want to get your lady bits tickled, as our peanut gallery said earlier? Or, you know, however
that
you're going to phrase it.
Might be a little bit creepy.
Okay, well, however you're going to phrase it. If you're using the specific phrase
lady bits.
If you're into no strings attached sex, and you find me attractive, and, you know, let's dance, or let's go over to this hotel room, or let's, you know, do your proposition. And if she is one of the 90% of the population, or the 20% of the population, or whatever, that's not into it, then she'll say, no thanks, or she'll say, ew, and run screaming, and you're done.
Yeah, and if you get rejected in this way, like, so what? That is the worst that can happen.
Right, and you've
all you've done is put yourself out there.
You've wasted as little time as possible and can move on to the next potential.
Right, and just, you know, the best way to get successful at this is to practice often, and don't be afraid of rejection. Like, if one girl rejects you, there are millions of other girls out there. And there are thousands of other people in your area who have the exact characteristics that you're looking for. And so, if one of them turns you down, it's totally not the end of the world, right? The only way you're going to get success is to try and to put yourself out there and to ask girls out.
The less mainstream your desires are, the more you'll be declined before you get approved, right?
Unless you don't ask.
Generally speaking.
Yeah.
Generally speaking.
Right.
I mean...
But be prepared for rejection,
yes.
Is basically what we're saying.
Yeah. And,
like, don't
and
get your hopes up.
Yeah, rejection isn't necessarily, or in fact probably isn't, you're an evil person, it's, no, I'm not into that. No matter how they say it,
sure,
they're not into what you're into, so move on.
Yes, exactly.
Or be aware if the girl is interested in you. And if it's okay with me, then you know what you want. Like,
the peanut...
Maybe a girl will...
Hold on a sec. Can
the
you
peanut gallery
can
has
you repeat
a comment.
This peanut gallery? Be aware.
If a girl is interested in you, like, I mean, maybe you're interested in, like, all these other girls, and maybe there's a girl that's interested in you, and, like, you know, just gives you a chocolate one day, and you just totally ignore her and blow her off because, you know, maybe that's her way of, like, showing interest in you or hitting on you because it's her way of showing body language. Mm-hmm. So don't get so caught up in all the girls that you want that you miss the girls that actually want you.
Fortunately, that has never happened to me.
Oh, man.
I think
laughing peanut over here.
I think maybe the point out of that peanut gallery's story is maybe there are different ways to communicate, too. So not just talking, but look at body language or try to look at body language if that's not your thing.
Yes. I think this is a very good point. Like, do pay attention to what the... girl is saying. You say girl specifically, so I'm going to assume that you're interested in women. So, look at what signal she is giving to you. If she is touching you, if she is looking at you and not looking around the room, if her body is facing you and not facing away from you, those are all signs
that
she is interested.
If her clothes are mysteriously falling off her body.
Well, I mean, touching...
If she hands you a chocolate.
Touching you, touching herself, like maybe touching her neck, cocking her head. Playing with her hair.
I guess you can probably... I mean, I'm terrible at picking up hints. I like direct communication, but you could probably go online and Google
most women are
body
not
language
be
hints
direct.
Or something.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And
there's
probably a lot
of
very common body language movements that signify things usually. So
but I think the most common ones are if she touches you, like without you touching her first.
And if it's not in the form of a slap.
If she comes and touches you, like, you know, just playfully touches your arm or puts her hand on her shoulder or hugs you or whatever, that's a very good sign. If she's playing with her hair, if she's looking directly at you, if her body's facing you, those are all signs, I think, that she's into you. And that's probably what you're going to find online for the tips. As far as how to ask girls out without being creepy, I think the key to not being creepy is not being pushy. Right? Like,
well, I think it's also in wording. I mean, even if you ask a question once and walk away, it could have been a really creepy encounter.
It could have, yeah.
Hey,
but...
can I lick your fish taco?
Oh,
that's pretty creepy.
Oh my god, that was so creepy. Mike just made my voice rise several octaves. You can tell. So, Arnold, that is the wrong way.
Yeah, so even if it's one question, even if it's not pushy, it could be creepy. So,
yes, but let's address the pushy is.
Be well groomed.
Oh, good point. Your appearance. Be well groomed.
Yes.
This is the,
peanut
other
gallery
peanut gallery
again.
We're unfortunately sitting very far away from
there's
the store.
There's two peas in a pod that are part of the peanut gallery, or two peanuts in a nut, or something like that. Two peanuts in a shell.
Two peas in a nut.
Something like that. But yeah, what he's saying is be well groomed, have good hygiene, and make sure that that's obvious.
And speak clearly, and don't
don't look down at the floor. Look directly at them. You know, eye contact is good.
Yeah.
Direct body language and stuff like that.
But, as a matter of fact, how about just confidence?
You probably
have a much better chance of acceptance if you're confident.
Yes.
Than if you're expecting rejection.
And confidence comes from within. Like, if you feel good about yourself, it's going to show through to other people. But if you don't feel good about yourself, or if you don't have that confidence, fake it. Fake it until you make it. It's true. It's totally true.
Fake it until you make it.
It's the best advice I can give about that kind of stuff, because I've done a lot of things in my life where I felt nervous about it,
and there was no way.
I felt terrible about it on the inside, but I said, you know what? I'm going to fake it. I'm a great actress.
And it actually comes.
Yes, don't fake orgasms.
Of course,
if you're
feeling the need to fake orgasms while asking on the first date, you're probably
that's
creepy.
Into creepoid territory. Yes. So it's what are some things that are creepy to me? It's creepy if someone propositions me and I reject them, and then they ask again.
Yes,
that's creepy. Is repeated asking after a rejection. Even like a soft rejection. If you ask someone and she says, well, maybe, or, oh, I'm kind of busy, that's no. Okay? Women sometimes won't be direct.
That's weak, but it's no.
Yeah, that's weak. But, you know, if she's not enthusiastic about seeing you, then move on. Don't waste your time on someone who's not enthusiastic about you. it's, I mean, it's pretty typical for women to be not that direct when rejecting men, especially because
they have an episode on direct communication.
Yes, it's like every episode. But we should have one on that specifically, rejections.
Yeah. Oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. I think we have, actually.
But, I mean, what we're saying is that look for someone who is absolutely excited to be with you and go for those people and don't, you know, don't accept someone who's just, well, okay, I guess I'll go out with you because I pity you or whatever, or, you know, is not super enthusiastic about going on a date with you, because you don't want that person. They're not really into it, and you deserve better than that.
Now, I'd also like to say, don't worry too much about being creepy. You don't want to creep people out, but if people are going to be creeped out by you asking for politely and you know, nicely for what you want, well, so what? You don't want them.
Right. And if you only ask once, it's pretty damn hard to be creepy.
Yeah.
You know, if you only say something once, and then if they say no, never bring it up again, that's not creepy, usually. I mean, it's pretty hard to do that. Let's see, what else is non-creepy? Direct is non-creepy. And
euphemisms even if you're asking, are creepy.
You mean like lick my lady bits or something? Or
especially,
tickle my pickle?
Yeah,
or...
if you're not talking with a friend and joking around.
Corny pickup lines are creepy.
Really? I think some people probably like them. I don't, but I bet some people like them.
I think they're kind of cheesy. I
think they're cheesy.
I think they're very cheesy, yeah. And that's a little bit into the creepy territory because it sounds like this person, you know, I don't think anyone wants to feel like they're the 100th person this person has tried the pickup line on, and that's what pickup lines feel
like. Hey,
it's
2 a.m. How about you?
Yeah, exactly. Something like that. So, I think, Mike, let's do a little role play.
Okay.
How about that? Why don't you...
Can I be the chick?
Yes! Okay, Mike's going to be the girl, and I'm going to be a guy, and I'm going to ask Mike out on a date in a non-creepy way. So, okay, we're at a bar, I walk up to him. Hey, what's your name?
Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie. Nice to meet you. I'm Mike.
Hi, Mike. I want to do you.
Oh, no, sorry. My God. That was so direct. Rewind.
Sorry. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Stephanie. I noticed you standing over there, and I was just kind of wondering, like, how you're doing. I thought I'd come talk to you.
I'm doing great. I'm just enjoying a drink in a bar.
Yeah.
By myself.
Do you like this music?
Yeah, it's a good band.
Yeah. What kind of music do you like, usually?
Classic rock.
Oh, cool. Me too. That's awesome.
But tip, don't say me too if you don't really believe it.
Yes, that's true. Hey, you know, fail? Our peanut gallery is saying fail.
I've played Mike for about 30 seconds and haven't yet made a big joke.
That's true. That is a big fail.
The purpose of this exercise is not to be a realistic Mike. It's to
fail
ask
on liking classic rock.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Stephanie doesn't really like classic rock, but but that's okay. Hey, you know, there's this band playing over next Saturday night. Would you like to go see them with me? They're a classic rock band.
Well, I would say that this scenario was a very healthy and safe and non-creepy way to ask someone out.
On a date.
Yes, but not on an NSA.
This is what we have
in common, and let's go to concerts a lot.
Sure.
And what he wants is, let's go fuck.
Okay, well, let's role play that again.
All right.
Okay, so we're just meeting, are we just meeting for the first time?
Yes, yes.
Hey, what's your name?
Jill.
You know what, I shouldn't say that.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Mike, what's your name?
Wilhelmina.
Nice to meet you, Wilhelmina. You know what, I think you're really beautiful, and I was just wondering if you ever wanted to get together with me. I'm kind of interested in no strings attached dating. Are you familiar with that?
No, but I can
tell. I'm failing at this.
The peanut gallery's giving us
this
weird
is a big
thumbs
fail.
Down signs. Actually, really, I don't know if that was so creepy. It's
I
just,
think it was pretty
just
direct.
Uber direct.
Yes, it was uber direct.
I don't consider that creepy, but I think
creepy
is in the eye of the beholder.
Meeting in a bar is not the ideal situation for just trying to pick someone up
like
this. I would say probably the best way to approach someone who there's like no pretenses about, you know, you just wanting no strings attached dating, is to meet them on a website and email them. And
then
say,
arrange to meet in public.
Yeah, hey, would you like to meet for coffee sometime?
Yes.
We could meet each other and, you know, no promises or anything happening.
I'd also like to point out that I didn't think that way was creepy. I thought it was just very direct and someone might not appreciate it. Whereas the peanut gallery thought it was creepy.
Yeah.
And the point I want to make is creepy is in the eye of the beholder. And if you're too...
It's in the eye of the creepoid.
Of the creep... creep the creepy.
The creep-y. Creepy is in the eye of the creep-y.
E. And if you're too concerned about not being creepy, you're just going to be frozen. You're going to be paralyzed. So,
yeah, that's
you know,
true.
You don't want to scare people away. You don't want to let their being scared away scare you away. So, just, you know... Come up with as nice a way as you can of asking, and go ask. So a lot of people are going to say no. Deal with it.
Yeah. So what if I ask Wilhelmina if she wants to come back to my hotel room, and she says no? Can we do that?
Let's do it real quick.
Hey, Wilhelmina, I just want to put something out there. You can feel free to say no if you want, but I'm just wondering if you'd like to share my hotel room with me tonight.
That almost it didn't sound romantic, but it sounded like polite.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Be polite. That's basically the non-creepy way, I guess. That's how I would want to be
approached. I might, you know, maybe she'd say...
I wouldn't put the disclaimer in there. You don't need that.
What disclaimer?
You can say no if you want.
You say no, you know.
It's redundant. She can obviously feel free to say no, but it might also put her slightly more at ease or make her think you're aware that she's got...
But it also indicates lack of confidence.
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah, is that what you're going? Yeah.
Well, maybe I shouldn't have said that. Hey, Wilhelmina, you're really beautiful. I'd love it if you'd come share my hotel room with me tonight.
That actually sounds very confident.
Hey, Wilhelmina. How?
Okay.
Wow, Wilhelmina's. So if you guys want to ask Wilhelmina on a date tomorrow, send Mike at porttherapy.com an email.
So, okay, if I give Wilhelmina the non-creepy, very confident delivery, Wilhelmina, you're very beautiful. I would love it if you'd come back to my hotel room with me tonight. What do you say?
Okay.
And you say no.
No, I'm not into that.
Okay, thanks. Thanks a lot. Have a great night. And I walk away.
Yeah, that's not creepy in the slightest, in my opinion. By the way, if I was actually Wilhelmina, that wouldn't work on me. But if you kind of explained what NSA was, even if I already knew, if you had kind of explained what you were after, hey, I want to, I'm really, you know.
I think you're really beautiful. I think you're really attractive. I'd love to spend some time and make out with you.
Kind of thing. I hope the peanut gallery can hear this.
Yes.
But I think,
maybe
you know, hey, Wilhelmina, I saw you across
the
bar.
I
saw you across the bar. I think you're really beautiful. I think it'd be a lot of fun to play with you. And if you're interested in that, let me know and we'll go back to my hotel or whatever that thing is.
Yeah.
So just
that
let her know instead of hinting at it or suggesting. but I think it was good.
Cool.
All right.
Okay.
Have we done
so
creepy?
Be mature, be serious, I guess.
And confident.
Or even, could you make a joke and
you
have it
certainly,
not be creepy?
Well, that might be walking on thin ice.
I don't know. With a complete stranger
about NSA sex.
You make a joke about it.
Making jokes. I mean, if they're the right person, it'll work, but
see, personally,
that could be creepy.
If it were me, and I have no experience with this, but if it were me, I would tend to think that not making a joke is easier to pull off. Than making a joke.
I think it's probably...
Like, if you make a joke, it's easy to fuck it up and, you know...
I think it's probably not a wise idea
creepy.
To make jokes, because as a joke, it might come across as just a come-online for a relationship, a normal come-online.
Could be. You
might not be getting what you want. I would say it's rare enough and hard enough that you should just be direct.
Yeah.
So you don't
want
to say, let's go halfsies on a master joke?
You can say whatever you'd like, Green Gallery.
I think that's pretty funny, but it's also a little bit weird. So, okay. Creepy equals know how to take no for an answer, basically.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, and then the third question.
Arno's third and final question is, you guys mentioned dates for Mike on the show. Is Stephanie looking for dates as well? And the answer is yes.
No, and actually the answer is no.
The answer is yes.
Well, Wilhelmina might be, but now Wilhelmina's getting into creepoid territory. She's boring me out.
Stephanie especially likes it when you ask her 5 times after she says no.
Oh my God, that's so
send
creepy.
Her 5 emails asking her out on a date, and then send her 5 more.
See, there's your first practice for rejection. Stephanie is not looking for dates. There
that's
you go.
Right. If you want to practice rejection, ask Stephanie on a date at stephanie@porktherapy.com.
And if you want to definitely get a yes and have no strings attached, email mike@porktherapy.com.
And call him Wilhelmina.
Exactly. Mike could, you know, you could probably be Wilhelmina. But you know what? I looked at your calendar tomorrow night, and you actually have a date.
I do.
Yeah, it's the first time this has happened. Oh, wait a minute. I was looking at next Tuesday. You're free tomorrow night. That's a fake out.
Fake me out.
So you should email Mike/Wilhelmina and ask him for a date, and he won't say no.
You guys, thanks for listening and for sending us your questions.
Yeah, thank you so much for that question, please.
If you have one, you can call it in to us at 419-PT-LOVE-4.
Or email us at questions@porktherapy.com. And if our question asker has a follow-up to this, if we didn't do a very good job of answering...
Which is impossible.
Exactly. We have confidence and we're not creepy. If the question asker has a follow-up, please let us know and send us another email and we will be glad to follow up.
Thanks for listening,
Arno,
and everyone else. And you can rate our episodes and comment on them and listen to all our past episodes on our website.
You can rape us on porktherapy.com. It is pork the rapey.
Porktherapy.com.
Yeah, that's not cool. I shouldn't have made a joke about that.
Thanks for listening.
Not at all. So actually,
thanks for not raping us.
We need to end this on a better note. Oh. How about you go to twitter.porktherapy.com and give us a follow? We actually have more than 2 followers right now.
Yes, and you could be one of the more than 2.
You sure could. Aren't you lucky? We'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
They're 2 crazy porks who host a show. They give relationship advice that you ought to know. Your thirst for entertainment, they will quench. Cause Stephanie's a darling and Mike is a mensch. Pork therapy, advice this good is a rarity. It's cool, fun, and introspective. Relationship talk from a liberty perspective. Oh, and did I mention you can leave a message, you can voice a question, a joke, a comment, or something more.